This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea test fired an anti-aircraft missile, its fourth set of launches in September, allegedly using a new missile technology. According to the country's state media, the Korean Central News Agency posted a single picture of the newly developed anti-air missile fired Thursday, using a mobile launch vehicle from an undeclared location. North Korea's tests in September also involved a new long-range cruise missile, short-range ballistic missiles launched from a new train base platform, and a new hypersonic missile. Most of the tests appear aimed at making North Korea's short-range missiles harder to detect and intercept. North Korea is banned from conducting any ballistic missile activity, short or long range, under multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. Federal government workers are likely breathing a sigh of relief after President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday to keep the government funded until December 3rd, avoiding a shutdown at midnight Thursday. The legislation maintains current funding levels across government agencies. It also includes $28.6 billion for states suffering from hurricane and wildfire damage, and $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving here to the United States after Washington ended the two-decade war in Afghanistan last month. Avoiding a shutdown was just one item on a busy congressional agenda. Democratic leaders of the House of Representatives delayed a planned vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that had been set for Thursday, bowing to party progressives who had demanded action on a larger social policy bill first. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called upon the nation to continue staying vigilant against the coronavirus as a state of emergency came to an end on Friday. The state of emergency was lifted in 19 cities, including Tokyo, as well as the quasi-state of emergency in other areas, as infection cases have plunged from its peak. Suga said the number of the vaccinated Japanese citizens surpassed that of the U.S., with about 70% of the nation being vaccinated at least once. The Japanese government will ease restrictions on eateries and events in stages, but the Japanese citizens are asked to keep wearing masks and avoid close contacts. The United States is condemning Ethiopia's decision to kick out seven United Nations officials whom it accused of meddling in the country's internal affairs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said depriving your own citizens of the basic means of survival is unacceptable, and warned that Washington could impose financial sanctions on those who obstruct humanitarian assistance to the people of Ethiopia. The people expelled include five with UN Humanitarian Agency, one from the UN Human Rights Office, and the one from UNICEF in the country. Ethiopia's government has accused humanitarian workers of supporting the Tigrayan forces who have been fighting its soldiers and allied forces since November. Aid workers have denied it. Police gained control of an Ecuador prison Thursday, where rioting has left at least 118 inmates dead, some of them decapitated, as rival drug gangs went to war armed with guns and grenades. Another 86 were wounded, six of them critically, according to Ecuador's prison authority, in one of the deadliest prison battles in South American history. The riot broke out Tuesday at a prison complex in the port city of Guayaquil, between prisoners believed to have links to the Mexican drug gangs. And a survey of Americans on President Biden's plan to require most workers to either be vaccinated or regularly tested for COVID-19 finds a familiar divide. Democrats approve it, while Republicans are against it. And lava from the volcano of the Spanish island La Palma still pouring into the Atlantic Ocean. Experts fear that lava could trigger explosions and release toxic gas once it reached the ocean, but that has not been the case. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.